Political interference. President Hakainde Hichilema assents to five bills. U.S. imposes fresh sanctions on M23 and FDLR leaders. In sports, Zambian Breweries AB InBev launches the Carling Black Label FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign.
And now, Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Former Patriotic Front alliance partner, the New Congress Party, on a Tuesday endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for re-election in the upcoming August polls. NCP leader Pastor Peter Chanda said the decision to back President Hichilema came after extensive consultations and a thorough analysis of the current political landscape. While acknowledging that President Hichilema has not fulfilled all his 2021 campaign promises, Pastor Chanda emphasized that the seventh head of state has made significant progress and thus deserves another term in office. Expressing concern over divisions within the opposition, he highlighted an unprecedented level of mistrust among political parties, which contrasts with late sixth President Edgar Chagwalungu's call for united opposition. Pastor Chanda added that the president's steady policy direction is crucial for the country's development and stability, stating that the President Hichilema has been consistent on policy.
Being that resonates with NCP, which the government is doing, which includes proportional representation, as you may be aware, we made a presentation at Parliament where we believe so much in complete proportional representation. However, we have a partial proportional representation. Decentralization and another value we believe in as an empowerment that is able to get down to the people. Although they have not done the expectation, met the expectation of the Zambian people, on the balance of things, we think we can give them a benefit of doubt and entrust them with another mandate. But this should not make the UPND complacent and neglect the promises.
State House Chief Communications Strategist Whitney Mulovela says Zambia's mining sector is experiencing a remarkable resurgence, significantly contributing to the country's economic recovery and boosting confidence in future growth prospects. Speaking on Voice of the People's Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Mulovela said Zambia has moved beyond a period of severe financial distress and economic uncertainty, largely due to renewed activity in the mining industry. Mr. Mulovela noted that the mining sector is nearing a major output milestone of 1 million tons, driven by both new greenfield projects and the revival of previously dormant operations. He highlighted that rising mining output has boosted Zambia's foreign exchange earnings, which government officials credit with stabilizing the Zambian kwacha and strengthening overall economic performance.
This country had become a basket case. This country was bankrupt. Now Zambia is rising again. The mines are back in production with a target. And we're almost getting to a 1 million ton threshold. That is progress. That's jobs created in the mining sector. That is suppliers supplying to the mining sector. Both greenfields, new mines, and those that had gone to sleep are now back online. Shaft 28, Mopani, KCM, Kitumba, Cobalt, Mingomba, Lumwana, FQM. That's production. That's foreign exchange. So when people talk about the holding of the kwacha, it's because now you have production. Zambia was a net importer of fertilizer. Today, thank you to the policies of President Hichilema, today Zambia is a net exporter of fertilizer to 8 neighboring countries. Today, we're talking about free education. 2.6 million children going back to school.
The Zambia Revenue Authority dismissed allegations circulating on social media that it had impounded goods belonging to a political party, describing the claims as false and misleading. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said investigations conducted by the authority have revealed that there are no goods belonging to any political party currently in ZRA custody. Ms. Tanzala disclosed that all cargo interceptions at borders and checkpoints are routine customs enforcement operations intended to verify tax compliance and should not be interpreted as political motivated actions. He explained that customs clearance procedures, border detentions and tax enforcement measures are carried out in accordance with established laws and regulations, regardless of an individual's or organization's political affiliation. Ms. Tanzala assured that the authority remains committed to professionalism and impartiality, adding that all ZRA employees are required to adhere to a strict code of conduct in the execution of their duties.
The Zambia Revenue Authority would like to inform the general public that, contrary to false claims that are circulating on social media and other platforms, there are no goods whatsoever that are in the custody of the Zambia Revenue Authority. As you might be aware, there are false allegations circulating on various digital platforms that tracks with party legal belonging to a political grouping or organization have been pounded by the Zambia Revenue Authority and haven't been released for a couple of days. Our investigations have revealed that that is false, and one thing that must be stated clearly is that there is no